Mr. President, may I take the opportunity to congratulate Dr. Morales Ojeda on his election to the chair of the 67th World Health Assembly. May I also state that Malta aligns itself with the statement delivered by Greece on behalf of the European Union. The attainment and maintenance of health constitutes an ongoing challenge for all countries. This challenge is compounded by a number of factors which need to be addressed if their impact on health is to be mitigated. There is no doubt that climate change is one of these factors. The effects of climate change on health have, over the past years, received less attention than the effects on the environment. The Director General's decision to focus on this issue in her address to the Assembly is therefore greatly welcome. The impacts of climate change on health in Malta have been analysed, with a negative impact being identified on air pollution, water resources, food and vector-borne diseases, as well as mortality. Measures have since been taken not only to increase public awareness of these health impacts, but also to strengthen and enhance health systems through improved infectious disease surveillance and weather early warning and response systems. Major action has also been taken to decrease air pollution, with the resulting positive impact on health. The year 2015 is soon approaching, and the coming months will see an acceleration in efforts to finalize the post-2015 Sustainable Development Goals. As stated in our statement last year, Malta believes that the post-2015 agenda must be rights-based and people-centered, with an emphasis on the right to life, the right to health, and the right to equal treatment, and must be guided by the principles of equity, accessibility, and sustainability. It is for this reason that Malta strongly supports the principle of universal health coverage. Such coverage must provide for sustainable, quality, safe, and equitable health systems which integrate with other sectors to address risk factors and determinants of health at all stages of life. Health must continue to be given a high profile at the highest political level. We have to make sure that we continue to build on what we have achieved over the past years and continue to strive to achieve goals we set ourselves at the start of the millennium. While continuing to build on our successes, we need to learn from our deficiencies so that we ensure better health outcomes for our people. Throughout the process, the WHO must continue to have a leading role. In order to continue to play this role, the organization needs to have a robust system of governance, a strong, reliable, and sustainable financing mechanism, and an efficient secretariat. Moreover, the WHO needs to establish good and strong partnerships, which will enable it to strengthen its leadership position and achieve its goals and fulfill its vision. Malta is confident that through the current reforms, under the able leadership of Madame Chan, these will be ensured. Malta urges the Director General to conclude discussions on partnerships and fully implement the reform of the organization. Mr. President, the future is challenging indeed. There is still a lot to be achieved and a lot of ground to be covered. However, let us look back and take heart from what we have managed to achieve so that we can look towards the future with a determination to achieve the maximum health gains for our people. Thank you, Mr. President.